Hello and welcome. Welcome back. Welcome to BDC Success. This is Lawson Owen. I appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate you listening. What I wanted to do was just follow up on our initial podcast and just really talk about maybe a little further in depth the three primary reasons or objectives to implementing a business development center, creating a business development initiative within your organization. You might remember that we talked about one, improved or enhanced customer experience. Number two, increasing from a management perspective the number of leads or sales opportunities we're getting. And then number three is the improved or enhanced management of those leads, both the reactionary leads and then also the long-term follow-up and follow-through. So what I wanted to do was just, you know, deal with those each individually, starting with enhanced or improved customer experience. Obviously, we're all consumers in one marketplace or another, and how a person or an organization makes us feel will determine whether or not we do business with them. And the perfect example is a waiter or a waitress at a restaurant. We've all had a great meal with a bad waiter or waitress, and it affected the overall evening. It affected our customer experience. We've also had probably a mediocre or a bad meal, but the waiter or the waitress was so nice, was so accommodating, so apologetic, so servient that we really appreciated the effort and the gesture and the way that they made us feel. They made us feel appreciated. So the customer experience is something that we all as consumers seek out and expect. We expect enhanced and improved customer experience within every interaction. We want people to go the extra mile. We want them to appreciate us choosing them or their location or their business. So it's no different in retail. Again, we deal with those large ticket items, automotive, boats, RVs, you know, power sports items. So all these transactions could be, you know, 10 to 150 to $1 million, right? So the transactions are huge. And consumers expect to be treated the right way. We all know it. We all want it. And so as an organization, you know, the first question I would ask you is, what is your customer experience? How well are your people treating your customers, whether they be the ones that phone in, inquire online, or the ones that walk in to your location? So enhanced or improved customer experience is going to be critical to the initial stages of growth for your organization. And that's why most business development initiatives start with the culture. Do you have a culture of customer experience? Do you have a culture of how do we treat these folks right? How do we show them a level of appreciation? How are we thankful? How do we serve and not try to sell? So do you have the right culture that'll be supportive or conducive to helping you grow your business? Specific or as it relates to a business development center, where the majority of the communication with customers is via the telephone, we know that if you have a positive, friendly, informed, and helpful person, you're going to increase the probability of scheduling an appointment 64%. So just by having somebody who's positive and friendly and helpful, you're going to get an appointment 64% more often. So what I would challenge you to do is to listen to some of your fresh inbound sales inquiries. What is the tone and the tenor and the demeanor of that operative who's answering the phone, whether it be a salesperson on the floor or a business development center representative that's working in your call center or your phone room? What's the tone? Are they helpful? Are they energetic? Are they positive? Are they upbeat? Are they excited? Right? They say that sales is a transference of emotion. So what's the emotion that this person on the phone is conveying? You know, do they sound like their dog just died? Or are they excited and positive and optimistic about the opportunity to help or serve someone with whatever their transactional needs are? So think about your customer service environment. Think about the tone and the tenor and the helpfulness of your people. And is it really going to be conducive to your long-term growth? Second objective is to increase your awareness as to your lead volume. It's funny when you look at the automotive retail environment, the average dealer loses 35 to 40% of their floor traffic because it's never logged. It never gets logged into their CRM. They also lose somewhere between 25 and 30% of their inbound sales calls because they're never logged into their CRM. They don't have an accurate number as it relates to their contact ratio from internet inquiries, right? So when we look at the second objective of implementing a business development center, it's increased awareness to lead volume. I would challenge you to benchmark your organization. Try to set up some sort of controls or assessment tool that will allow you to accurately determine how many fresh inbound sales calls you're getting, floor traffic you're getting, and then what's your contact ratio from internet inquiries. Understanding that top line number, right, will determine what your closing ratio actually is. If you think you have a 14% closing ratio off of internet inquiries, but your contact ratio is 10%, then we can see where that math just doesn't work. Same thing as it relates to floor traffic and phone traffic. So benchmark your organization. Try to determine to the best of your ability what is that top line number. But again, keep in mind, most organizations lose a tremendous amount of lead volume, so therefore their closing ratios aren't accurate. I would try to determine a reconciliation timeline or process to where those leads are being reconciled in real time, meaning that there's a sales manager or a BDC manager or somebody with a level of authority that is reconciling lead volume minimum 3 to 4 times a day. So what we would do is at noon, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, at a minimum, we would be reconciling our CRM versus our traffic to see if those numbers are all reflective. It's not uncommon for most organizations to have a telephony product where they can track and record and quantify how many fresh inbound inquiries they're getting. I would challenge you to reconcile that against your CRM. So if your telephony product says, today I had 28 fresh inbound sales calls and 78 fresh inbound service calls, you should be able to go to your CRM and see that those numbers are the same. If you see that your telephony product says you had 28 fresh inbound sales calls, but only 15 have been logged in the CRM, you can see where you've had a number of lost opportunities. And again, not to wear out an old phrase, but if sales is a numbers game, you've got to know your number. And that's one of the biggest challenges that we see within the retail environment. The numbers just aren't accurate. And I would ask you a question. Have you ever gone to a sales meeting and you've generated a report out of your CRM and the first thing somebody says is, well, that's not accurate, right? Everybody's had that type of interaction or meeting. The number has have to be accurate. The number, the data has to be accurate. So now moving on to the third reason or objective to a business development center is improved or enhanced lead management, doing a better job managing those leads. So what we need to do after we've benchmarked our organization and we know what our top line numbers are, we've got to determine what's our current rate of conversion off of fresh inbound sales calls, fresh internet inquiries, and then recent unsold traffic. So unsold traffic would be unsold phone ups, unsold internet, and then unsold floor traffic, people that have actually visited the dealership. So we have to determine or benchmark where are we currently at on those reactionary leads. Average dealer closes 5 to 7% of their fresh inbound sales calls and somewhere between 6 to 8% of their internet inquiries. That's entirely too low. Why is it too low? One, because the initiative isn't profitable, right? If you're only closing 5, 6, 7% of a lead volume, then the conversion rate is entirely too low. You're not getting the right return on investment as it relates to your advertising dollars, and you're actually upsetting more clients than you're pleasing. Think about it. If you have a 6% closing ratio off of inbound sales calls, 94% of your customers were unhappy with something. Because if 94% chose not to do business with you, then we could argue that it had something to do with the customer experience. The interaction that they had with your employee wasn't at the level or the degree that they had hoped for or expected. So improved management means first thing we have to do is determine where are we currently at. It's no different than a GPS system. You get in a rental car, let's say, from the airport, and you're trying to make your way to the stadium to watch the football game. The first thing the GPS system has to do is to determine where you're at, and then it can tell you how to get where you want to go. The same basic premise applies to benchmarking. We need to benchmark your organization. What is your current closing ratio? And then where do you need to be? What's fair and what's reasonable to expect from a conversion ratio? So again, average dealer is 5 to 7 from inbound sales calls, 6 to 8 off of internet inquiries. A reasonable target, goal, and objective would be 15% for both phone and internet leads. So let's figure out where you're at. What's your current efficiency or conversion ratios on those reactionary leads? And then what's the opportunity for growth or improvement? If I'm at 8%, I have a 7% opportunity for improvement if I get to my 15%. And what I think we really need to do is quantify that as it relates to units or gross revenue. A lot of times when we see the increase in gross revenue, that becomes a motivator for us to really focus and drill down on that. And as it relates to focus, they say that there's they call it the three F's. What the three F's are, the three things that any organization needs to do to improve performance. And we're talking sports performance, sales performance, it doesn't matter. Performance is performance. It might be in different areas or different tasks, but improving performance is the name of the game. So the three F's, what do the three F's stand for? The first is focus, right? We have to focus in on that area or that KPI that we're trying to improve upon. And one of the things I love about retail sales and certainly the automotive industry is whatever we focus in on just naturally improves, right? So the first thing we have to do is to focus on a specific task or a specific KPI. The second thing we need to do is to get feedback, right? Feedback means how well are we performing? How well are we implementing and executing upon our process? How well are we implementing and executing upon management participation, management engagement? Right? There's an old saying that managers trigger deals. The more a manager is aware, the more a manager participates or engaged, the more transaction that manager will help facilitate. So the first is focus. The second is feedback, right? How well are we performing? And then the third is fix it, right? Fix it. Action that information, right? That feedback that I now have. And we've been saying this for years. There's three stages to management. One is awareness, right? The second is having an action plan, doing something about that awareness, and then evaluating or assessing that action. So either of those will help you really improve your environment. The three F's, focus, feedback, fix it, or you can move into the managerial functions of awareness, action, and then evaluation. Listen, guys, we appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate you listening. We look forward to seeing you on the next podcast. Again, my name's Lawson Owen.